You're listening to another episode of the Self-Set Podcast. On this podcast, it's all about self-compassion, finding little ways for us to work through those insecurities we get wired in our brains and help us be a little kinder to ourselves each day. And today, I just wanted to share with you one quick, simple question to ask yourself that can help kind of boost your confidence a little to help you really rewire those insecurities. And I think this is something that I personally do on a daily basis, and I've seen a huge improvement in the way that I feel about myself. And that question is, what is something I'm doing right now that a past version of me would be proud of? Because finding reasons to be proud of yourself can make such a big difference in how you feel about yourself. We've talked about in a previous episode about confirmation bias, about how our brains are kind of wired to look for evidence to support our beliefs, which makes sense for the way that we, you know, when we think something negative about ourselves, we can, of course, find proof of that. It's like, oh, well, of course I'm bad at public speaking because think about that past time I totally screwed up or choked on my words and that sort of thing. And in order to actually like start to believe that you can be good at public speaking, you have to find evidence to support that belief. You actually have to like divert your attention to like, okay, think about all those times that you actually did do okay. You know, that like you have to really retrain your brain to look for evidence to support new beliefs. So finding reasons to be proud of yourself is such an effective way to do that, that you kind of can keep this kind of, record in your brain of like, okay, like I'm proud of the way that I showed up today at work. I'm proud of the way that I kind of spoke up at that one point. I'm proud of the way that I did something, even though I was feeling very blah and didn't want to do anything. Like I'm taking action, I'm keeping my promises, and I'm proud of myself for that. And it's just so freaking effective to do that. And the question that I pose today is not just, are you proud of yourself right here, right now, but what's something that a past version of you would be proud of right here, right now? Because I think that kind of redirects our attention, because there are some times where it can be difficult to find reasons to be proud of ourselves, you know, especially if we have like a off day or something. It's like, Well, I was so much better a few days ago. Like, of course, I'm not really proud of myself today. Like, I did not really show up. Like, it's a lot trickier to find those reasons to be proud of ourselves on those days. And in those cases, like, that's okay. Like, it doesn't have to be, like, even if it's tricky right now to find reasons to be proud of yourself, I bet you, like, a past version would be proud of you. You know, maybe, like, a past version of you who was in a kind of a worse spot is like, wow, you're really, like, taking action. You're really making a difference in your life. Like, look at you go. Or, you know, the past version of you that just couldn't picture like what your life would look like now and seeing you actually living it would be like, oh, wow, dang, look at you. So I think that sometimes, especially if we're feeling very not so good about ourselves or, you know, be a little harder on ourselves, I think that is an easier way to practice that sort of self-compassion, practice that way of like, yeah, like reframing what we're going through right now in a way that we could actually even in our worst spots, can kind of find a way to be proud of ourselves and can help contribute to that confirmation bias. We can really start to believe those new thoughts of like, okay, maybe I actually am doing okay. Maybe I actually am a good, you know, a good friend, a good sister, a good team member, you know, because there's proof, because I'm taking action in my life and I'm doing the things and I should be proud of that. There's nothing wrong with being proud of yourself. That's the other thing with this. You know, I think a lot of people kind of think it's like conceited or like, you know, showing off. And of course, like being proud of yourself, you don't have to share it publicly. You know, it could just be for yourself. But there is nothing wrong with acknowledging that you're doing well. There's nothing wrong with acknowledging that, yeah, that you're awesome. Like, as cheesy as that sounds, but it's like, yeah, I think there are some people, especially if you've gotten so much in the habit of not being nice to yourself, that any sort of kindness to yourself or any sort of love to yourself seems selfish, seems conceited. And it's not. Like we just talked about, that's finding these ways to be kind to ourselves and to actually be proud of ourselves is how we actually start to love ourselves, you know, start to actually be kinder to ourselves. And I don't think that's worth, you know, painting in a negative light. Like, no, you should be proud of yourself. You're taking action and you're living your life and you're growing and it's worth celebrating. You know, it doesn't have to be publicly and, or, you know, with other people, but within yourself. Like, I think that there's nothing wrong with acknowledging that. And not just nothing wrong, but it's so beneficial to acknowledge that. So ask yourself, What is something you're doing now that a past version of yourself would be proud of yourself for? Because, you know, you should be proud of yourself. That's it for this week's episode of Self-Set Podcast. If you like this podcast episode at all, please share it on your Instagram or send it along to a friend. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your week, and I'll talk to you soon.